that wasn't on the, all along that time. It's not on now.
Oh,
no,
you just turned it on there.
Did you?
Just second.
Yeah. This is Slim Jim. We were seated in the clubhouse on a cold and wintry day, telling jokes and funny stories just to pass the time away. When the door it suddenly opened and the form crept slowly in, all hands at once stopped chinning, for it was Slim Jim. "Why, old pal," said Boston Bill, "you're looking on the pork. You used to be so swell a guy as any in New York. Come tell us how it happened, how you got on the bum." And as the bunch all gathered round, this story Slim begun. "Yes, boys, I'm on the fritz. I'm on the bum for fair. But if the past, I'll let you know that I was always there. I never threw an old pal down. I spent my money free. And all the boys along the line were proud to drink with me. It happened just 6 years ago, if I remember well and right. I trimmed a sucker for quite a roll and then ducked out of sight. I took a trip along the line and blew in all the boys. And just to pass the time away, I dropped into Mackay's. Now as I sat there drinking wine and getting on a tide, a little girl came in the place and sat down by my side. I turned to get a peep at her, and boys, I fell right there. It didn't take long to get acquainted, for I threw the ball for fair. I told her I would bury her and give her a dandy swell flat. And when Mackay's closed up that night, sure, boys, I had her pet. The alderman that married us, he said she was a dream. May was a piker, boys, though her looks they were supreme. Well, everything was dandy and things were going fine. I'd jump out in the evening and grab a piece of kine, and then we'd have a gay old time along the tender line. When the day was gloomy, well, in the house we'd stop. We'd sit around the layout and smoke the fragrant hop. Well, I had a job one night in a mansion way uptown, so I packed my tools and started with my old pal Harry Brown. When we got to the place, sure, boys, it was a pike, for everything was silent and not a soul in sight. We quickly got into the place by forcing off a blind and packed up all the swag that we possibly could find. Then outside again and halfway down the block, but just as luck would have it, we bumped into a cop. But we could run like greyhounds and beat it down the street till a bullet popped me in the leg and I fell in a heap. The cop, he started to shackle me, my partner got away, and I didn't see him again until the other day. But I didn't mind, boys, a-thinking May would stick and keep the flat a-going, for I thought she was a brick. I never thought she'd turn me down, not in 100 years, but when I thinks of what came off, it almost drives me to tears. Well, time rolled slowly on, and one fine day I was free, so I started back for New York town as happy as could be. I went around to the flat and found my wife was gone. She had run away with my old pal and left me all alone. That's why I took to drink, boys. I went from bad to worse. I tried to drown my sorrows and forget the bitter curse. But the memories of May's sweet face was always on my mind, and though I hunted high and low, no trace of her could find. Until one day I met a friend who knew my pal Harry well. He said they were in Frisco and living mighty swell. And though it happened at that time, I didn't have a cent. I beat my way from coast to coast, my mind on vengeance bent. The other day on Market Street I met them face to face. My partner tried to draw a rod, but mine came first place. I put a bullet through his heart, another one through May. You know the rest, boys, they made short work of me. They shipped me up the river just to do a little V, and in all the excitement I made a getaway. That's why I'm on the bum. My ambition is all gone. My race is nearly run. A loud report and a heavy fall, and Slim Jim's life was done.
That's a great one. Yes, sir.
Shot himself.
I guess that was about happening on the mainland, didn't it?
No, we're going to say where that happened now.
Yeah. Yes, sir, that's a good one, aren't you?